Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of July, recording at 7:54 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. There's one very big one, really, and that is China's surprise announcement that it was moving from that fixed peg against the U.S. dollar to a basket, although there's still some confusion about this, and it would appear to be more of a perhaps looser peg than an actual basket. But we'll see. The devil's in the detail in these things, as they say. But what happened, though, is you know that dollar index, U.S. dollar index, was looking a little bit tired. I kept mentioning it was running into that resistance up near the 90 level, that psychological and lateral resistance, and people were getting awfully bullish of the dollar and just getting ahead of themselves on this. And that's a contrary indicator, as you know. Well, this announcement, it may not be a big deal in terms of an actual shift in the overall currency, but it certainly has poleaxed the dollar, particularly against the Asian currency. Well, I should say primarily against the Asian currencies, specific rim currencies, so things like the Aussie dollar and the New Zealand dollar that I still own after some ill-fated or ill-timed purchases and what had been a good moneymaker for me last year and earlier in the year. But I held on somewhat stubbornly, and well, the action looks very good in here right now. And remember the dollar yen that had been the one currency that I had played on the upside, buying the dollar against the yen. In other words, my $1 play on the upside. And that had a nice breakout, to say, earlier in the week, and went up for a couple of days, but has just been nailed in here today. Singapore dollar, have a look at that, or the Indian rupee. All posted on the website. And of course, you can see them all if you go into the subscribers chart library. And if you're the least bit interested in currencies, I recommend that you do have a look. Well, now the main spin-offs following this were a weaker U.S. government bond market. There's no value in that market, as I've been saying for a while in here. And the chart's been basically soft recently. And for those who ran up big speculative positions on the basis that the Chinese were always going to be buying treasuries just to keep their currency peg going, well, maybe the Chinese don't have to buy quite so many of them. So this bond's down about a point and a half here as I speak, and precious metals firmed up. Now let's go back to the beginning here and pick up the stock markets. The Asian markets were mainly a bit steady in here. Europe has been all over the place, but was mostly firm. But those gains were pared back fairly sharply towards the close. Then there were some news items. There were some nasty little detonator bombs in London, in the buses, and or at least one in a bus in a underground station. I don't think they did any significant damage in terms of injuries. Hopefully no injuries, but it kind of unnerved the markets, and so that turned good gains in Europe into the minus column, and then they started to recover. But Wall Street's been a bit soft in here overall. My feeling on this is that, well, first when I look at all the charts of these stock markets, there's no doubt that they had built up a good bit of steam. And they were all moving higher, and indeed there were some terrific breakouts here today. The Australian index, big breakout to the JCI that's in Indonesia, that hit a new high. The Canadian index hit a new high. The Mexican index did, and there were probably a good many more, but those were some of the highlights in terms of really, really strong action. Now, that's great while it lasts, but read the Chris Roberts piece on Wall Street. And my feeling is that, well, we have seen some new highs here by the S&P recently, And while the NASDAQ composite index, not the 100, but the composite index, right back on its previous high for the year. And we can't say that's over. And I have been too cautious about stock markets, really, since March. Well, March was okay, but since April, I should say, when I got out of hospital, I kind of missed the boat on some of those upward dynamics in mid-April. But bring it up to date in here. This rally is getting a bit long in the tooth, in my view. That doesn't mean we jump out and abandon ship on any positions, and I'm not going to sell out of any of my investment positions in all probability, but this is a time to be a little bit careful, and I think it's the environment's getting a bit more dangerous here right now. But, you know, from a practical standpoint, one runs with the trend while it's while it's good. But I would be thinking of Lightning as the next major move, rather than what else can I latch on to play this upside rally. Chances are most of you have got some reasonable long positions, but if not, I don't think this is a great time to be coming in. And I do think that the risks are actually increasing. That Treasury bond sell-off will be one reason for the risks, certainly if that continues, and judging from the chart, it's fairly likely to. Now, elsewhere, I'll be interested to see if this U.S. T-bond sell-off is an isolated incident or if it spills over into the other bond markets. Usually we get a fairly high degree of commonality. Now, also on the dollar, get back to that important issue. I've been sort of saying, you know, penultimate high in the dollar index at least. Maybe it could actually be the high, but basically giving the balance of probability more often than not to the possibility of penultimate high. Well, the chances of this being the high for this rally are really quite good. Now, even if the dollar index is bottoming out down in that 80 level, I have maintained all along that it would, and it could be, but I've maintained all along that it would go back down and retest that level. The bottoming out process for the dollar just is lengthy, just as is the topping out process. That doesn't guarantee that we have to have a repetition of that length of time, but it would be foolish to ignore the high degree of possibility, probability that would actually take place. So I have been very much of the view, as you know, that the dollar had seen the best part of its rally by far, and certainly after today's action, the odds have increased that the dollar is on the way back down to retest those lows. Now, a lot of people will say, well, come on, David, this is only a very minor shift here in policy by the Chinese, and it's not really going to change anything all that much, and Greenspan's still going to raise interest rates further. Yes, and certainly rising interest rates are a tailwind for the dollar. But I think that what's happened here with those nice uptrends that the dollar had established, broken in many instances, in most instances, and with some collateral damage here, certainly in terms of speculators' positions, I think they're going to be a little bit more wary about piling back into the dollar again. But we'll see. If I'm much too cautious, let alone wrong, on that point of view, then we'll see the dollar rebound tomorrow and carry right on through next week. On the other hand, while a small rebound could easily be on the cards tomorrow, it's that follow through next week that would really be crucial. Now, if it doesn't do that, if we get the dollar weakening, let alone tomorrow and into next week, then that is going to convince a lot more people that this rally is over, and they will rediscover all of those bearish factors that caused them to short the dollar for the better part of 3 years before it bottomed out late last year, the beginning of this year. Now, I've been positioned for this while fearing, as you know, that I might have to ride out a bit further dollar rally. But the positioning, and I think one of the most obvious ways to play this, would be in the precious metals. And I look at gold, bottom of the range, silver, bottom of the range, in terms of the last 6 to 8 months or more. And I look at platinum, that's very much a leader. And there's also palladium, which has done awfully well in here, but I'm shying away from that one because it's too often a laggard within the sector. But the precious metals, I think, are the most obvious way to play this move. And if you think that the dollar is going to weaken, you may want to have some currency positions. And the ones that I like, well, I like the yield differential, and so I've got that Aussie and the New Zealand. I was tempted to buy more in here today, but again, I'm resisting that because I'm going away. But it could be justified on the basis of the technical action. But if I buy anything before I go away, it's more likely to be a little bit more of my precious metals. And indeed, I'll probably pick up a little bit more silver tomorrow. So, what else have we got here? Oil. The oil price softer in here today. 57.13 was the close on that. And that's that U.S. light sweet Texas crude spot price. And that may weigh on the oil sector a little bit further here. And certainly, if we were to see a general stock market correction over the next few months, that would certainly weigh on those shares, but that would create another buying opportunity. In my view, it's a key supply and elasticity theme. Now, other supply and elasticity themes, the industrial metals, which had been quite firm here recently, the dollar is a much less important factor for them than it is for, say, the precious metals. And I think as precious metals rebounded and platinum had the best gain, closed at 886 in here today, that I think possibly has pulled a little bit of money away from the industrial metals. But I don't think that there's enough evidence of global slowdown for the industrial metals to stay down very long, and if the dollar is softer, well, that creates a slight tailwind behind them as well. But it's a big tailwind. It would be, if the dollar continues to weaken, a big tailwind behind the precious metals. And I think the precious metals market, well, I think most people were sort of agog here at what was happening in the currencies, and I think that people will be meeting and or holding meetings and recalculating. And again, as I've said on a number of occasions recently, that when this dollar peaks, there's going to be a terrific move in the precious metals, and that may have actually begun. And that's it, folks, until tomorrow. So, all the best.